With the only 50-meter pool in the region now having been closed for 5 years, its owner, Laurentian University, was asked to give an update on the facility during a June 17 meeting of its Senate governing body. Not much has been said publicly about the topic since last year, but it came up again this week as a result of a report on the progress made in the first year of Laurentian's 2024-2029 strategic plan. The report in question said, "The university recently conducted a public RFP process to gather information and explore potential opportunities related to the aquatics facility. Laurentian's Geno Tihanyi Olympic Gold Pool, which has been closed since 2020, requires repairs. The university, which is still recovering from its 2021-2022 insolvency, has said it doesn't have the money to repair and operate the pool. It's been over 5 years since it's closed, and I'm wondering, there's a mention here of a public RFP process and exploring potential opportunities. I wonder if there's more that can be said about what's going on," said Senate member Albrecht Schulte-Hosted. Laurentian Vice President, Finance Sylvie LaFontaine thanked him for the question, saying, "Certainly it's been an ongoing file with Laurentian University and the community." She elaborated that the university did conduct a very limited scope RFP request for proposals to identify potential suppliers that would help us with those types of repairs that we need to undertake for the pool. "We've identified a successful bidder. We had a kickoff meeting probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it was really made clear that the university at this point does not have any funds to do those type of repairs." LaFontaine said the university is looking at finding out the updated cost of the repairs to the pool as it works with the City of Greater Sudbury and other partners to make progress on its reopening. While the university is working with the city on the file, it had made clear in a written statement last year that, "We maintain the understanding that we do not expect the city to fund the repairs of the facility." LaFontaine referenced a 2024 review of Greater Sudbury's aquatics facilities that put forward a case for collaboration between the city and Laurentian to reopen the Geno Tihanyi pool. "There was a specific council recommendation to work with Laurentian basically on a business case, a business proposal to look at not only the repair of the pool, but also on an operating model going forward," LaFontaine said. "So pleased to say that we brought together a working group of certain of the members of my team on the facilities and ancillary services and met with the city to get a good sense of the scope of this exercise, and we're now looking at certainly ensuring the guiding principles around the repair, the funding sources, as well as the ongoing operating costs of reopening the pool." LaFontaine said there will be a further update in the fall as we move with the city as a working group. Senate member Amanda Schweinbentz asked if the university is also looking at the cost to renovate the pool's change rooms, as currently they are problematic. "I did a full review of the building, walked through the change rooms with the city, who have all the various pools within the region," LaFontaine. "So, yes, it is also part of the scope." Schulte-Hosted, former president of the Sudbury Laurentian Swim Club, which used to be one of the pool's major users, said he wanted to make sure the university understands equipment at the Geno Tihanyi pool, including the starting blocks, the ropes and the scoreboard, are all owned by the Sudbury Laurentian Swim Club. "Thank you for that clarification," LaFontaine said, adding that Laurentian is just in the initial stages of engaging with the City of Greater Sudbury. "Is it worthwhile engaging the users of the pool, right, like the swim club who occupied that pool and spent a lot of money on it?" Schulte-Hosted said. "It is a community pool, and we will continue to work with the community," replied LaFontaine. Heidi Ulrichsen is Sudbury.com's assistant editor. She also covers education and the arts scene.